Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Florentine at BarstoolSports.com is the email to send anything you might see out there that would be good for the podcast. Please send it that way. Instagram is Everybody Is Awful, also Jim Florentine. Twitter, Everybody Awful at Twitter, and Mr. Jim Florentine on Twitter. If you want that, Everybody Is Awful merchandise, go to BarstoolSports.com. Go to the merchandise store. Look up Everybody Is Awful. There's a bunch of T-shirts and hooded sweatshirts in there. Tour dates, July 8th through 10th, I'll be at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York City. Saturday, July 24th, I'll be filming my new comedy special at the Fairfield Theater in Fairfield, Connecticut. If you're around, two shows that night. And also I'll be in Fort Myers the end of July, Fort Myers, Florida, July 30, 31, Laugh-In Comedy Cafe. All day drop on my website, jimflorentine.com. I got three comedy specials that are out. If you want to rent them or buy them or whatever, they're on, I know they're on Amazon Prime. There's three different ones up there. Also, my Meet the Creep series, me and Don Jameson doing hidden camera pranks. There's three volumes that are out there. You can also rent. I'm pretty sure that's on Amazon Prime, too. Yeah, that's it. All right. A quick shout out to my buddy Joe from Texas. Friend since first grade. He's going through some health issues right now. Listens to the podcast every week. Gets us through his day, you know, just listening. So, Joe, I know you're listening out there. I'm glad I could bring you some happiness in my misery. Yeah, I've known the guy since first grade. We've been best friends. He's been living in Texas for a long time, so I only get to see him when I go out there. Sometimes he'll come here, back to New Jersey and stuff. But the funniest memory I know of Joe used to have a DJ business. Like, I had a DJ business back in the day, and we used to DJ weddings and parties and in rock clubs and stuff. And Joe is, like, the biggest Beatle fan of all time. He would just constantly just brag about how the Beatles are the best band ever, and he knew everything about them, this and that. And he would go to parties, and he would just play Beatles. Not every song, but a lot of songs. And people would come up, like, you know, it was the guy's wedding or his birthday party that he's doing, and he's like, hey, man, can you stop with the Beatles? Can we play something else? Can you play this song? He's like, no. He'd start arguing with it. He goes, the Beatles are the best band of all time. Why would you want to hear that other shitty music? Why would you want to hear Buster Poindexter? I'm putting the Beatles on. He would just fucking pound them with Beatles because that was his favorite band. It was fucking great. I'm like, Joe, you need to get out of this business. Just like I did when I would just argue with people about playing these dumb, corny songs at weddings. I'm like, that song stinks. Listen to it in the car on the way home. I'm not playing it. Eventually, he got out too because it just wasn't for him and it wasn't for me. That's what a fucking maniac he was. Anyway, he's listening. So good for him. And I'm sure it'll get better. All right, let's move on with the podcast. It's going to be dumb slang words this week, but first is a few things that never happened. It's an epidemic out there of these parents trying to portray their kids as really smart and saying, you know, incredible things and them bragging about it, because they all just want it to come back to them, whether it's empathy or something really smart. Like this next one I'm going to read, this woman has, this 10-year-old has such empathy. At 10 years old, she knows all about this stuff. So, and the woman posted this to say, well, I just want to let you know where she got that from. She got that from me, because I care about people. So that's why my daughter does, because she got that from me. Mike sent this one in. He goes, Jim, look at this unbelievably fake fucking bullshit story. Pathetic. So this woman posts. I don't know about y'alls. Right there, she's fucking, ugh. I don't know about y'alls, but we can learn something from our younger generations we are raising. Could we? What can we learn? Tell me. Tell me what we can learn, because this girl's 10 years old and she's going to brag about her daughter. My kid is 10 years old. What has he taught me? What have I learned from him? He showed me, hey, Dad, this is how you play this video game that me and my friends were all playing. He did some fucking thing on his phone, some app. I'm like, how do you play that? He showed it to me. So that's what I learned from this younger generation. A game that I'll never play ever again. I was just curious. Because he's so into it. It's like, oh, how do you do that? And he showed, oh, okay. And that was it. That's what I learned from this younger generation. Nothing else. So she goes, I had a pounding headache yesterday and my daughter let me nap. No, she didn't let you nap, okay? Well, she did let you nap because she wasn't going to bother you, because she knows every time you're sleeping, every moment that you're sleeping, you're not bothering her. You're not annoying the shit out of her. You're not asking dumb questions. You're not going, Hey, would you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch? Yeah, Mom. Are you sure? Yeah, I just told you I wanted a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Okay, I was just checking. Wow, what are you so mad for? You don't have to say, are you sure, after everything. I thought it out in my mind, and I go, yeah, this is what I want. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwich is fine. I'll fucking eat that. I was just asking. You want to eat it in the kitchen or the living room? I'll eat it in the living room. Are you sure? Here you go again with that. So, of course, she loves that her mom takes a nap. She can have some peace and quiet. Okay, so she continues. During that time, that is all during when she was taking a nap, because I guess the woman, the girl, you know, her daughter's really productive when she sleeps. Maybe she is, because she's, the mother's not annoying her with fucking stupid shit. She's trying to do some project, and the mother keeps fucking driving her insane. So she goes, during that time, she made these little flags out of her beads. And she put a picture of these beads or whatever with flags. You know, of course, you got to take a picture to accompany the fake story. I asked her what was the meaning behind her making these flags. I know it's Pride Month, but I wanted to hear what she had to say. At 10 years old, she said, although, this is what a 10-year-old girl said, although I identify as a straight girl, I know not everyone identifies as being straight, and that's okay. No matter who you love, you deserve to be celebrated. So I made this pride flag so everyone knows I will always celebrate them no matter what they identify as. The head of the LGBTQ community, if he went on TV to do a fucking speech, he couldn't even say this like this. The only way he could say this like this, if it was in a teleprompter and he was reading it. so a 10-year-old girl didn't say any of this bullshit. Said none of it. So the mother continues, like, what? That came from a 10-year-old? No, it didn't. It didn't. Okay, you're lying. We know it didn't come from a 10-year-old. She continues, acceptance is the key to life. Learn from our youth. You don't have to agree with someone's sexual orientation, but we are not ones to be the judge here. This just isn't because it's Pride Month. My daughter also believes that love is love and accepts you for you because she wants to be accepted for who she is. A beautiful Kenyan American lady. No matter what month it is, me and my daughter will always be accepting, and we'll always believe that love is love. She is going to make a difference in this world. Hashtag Pride 2020. Hashtag difference maker. She really has a heart of gold. Ugh. It's wonderful if your daughter doesn't make fun of gay people. Everybody knows that, okay? Everybody. And a 10-year-old's not going to. A 10-year-old girl is not going to be. There's no gay people in her class. She might have seen one on some TV show, maybe somewhere. Okay, she doesn't know anything about this bullshit. Okay, you're just making this up to make you feel better about yourself and wanting to let it know. No matter what month it is love, really? So if it's February, it's still going to be love is love, you and your daughter? Because a 10-year-old knows she identifies as a straight female. She's going to make a difference in this world. No, she's not. She's not. Okay, she's just going to get a fucking regular job, just like everybody else. She'll go to college, she'll get a degree, and whatever she got the degree in, she's going to go get a job like that, and she's going to work at, like, you know, in the HR department at some fucking company. Okay, that's not really making a difference. Some woman's going to come up and say, hey, man, this guy, you know, the guy that works the cubicle, you know, two over from me, keeps grabbing his dick whenever I walk by and is smiling at me and licking his lips. Can we do something about it? And she's going to go, absolutely, I'll bring this guy up right now. Don't worry about it. I will send him home. You're not going to have to deal with that ever again. That's not making a difference in the world. You know what that's doing? That's doing your job. And that's what she's going to do. Whatever job she gets, she's going to do her job. She's not going to make a difference in this world. All right? Everyone thinks their kid's going to make a fucking difference. 98.7% are not. And that's okay. Let them just fucking fit into society. Okay? And no one's believing this bullshit, okay? Good. Your kids doesn't make fun of gay people. We know every parent is teaching their kid, hey, listen, if a kid's gay, if a kid's a little weird or whatever, just leave them alone. You know, they're going to have it tough enough with people picking on them. Everybody knows that, okay? The word is out on the street not to do that. Same thing, you know, after a bombing, everybody knows don't attack a Muslim person, okay? It wasn't their fault. It was some extremist that did that. So don't take it out on every Muslim person. Everybody knows that too, okay? But she just wants to let her 10-year-old is unbelievable. Yeah, we should learn from 10-year-olds. That's what I want to do. I want to learn from a 10-year-old. My kid watches these fucking dumb YouTube videos all day because I want to learn from him. Okay, that's what I do want to do to waste my time, which is fine. That's what he's into. Or he's into, you know, watching basketball games. I'm not really into basketball. Okay, what am I learning from him? Okay, your 10-year-old girl did not say the following. Although I identify as a straight girl, I know not everyone identifies as being straight, and that's okay. No matter who you love, you deserve to be celebrated. So I made this pride flag so everyone knows I will always celebrate them no matter what they identify as. Okay, if she did say that, you remembered that word for word? Did you record her on your voice memo on your phone? How do you know? You asked her why you made these beads, and she said, you remember this word for word. You go, hold on. Although I identify as a straight girl, hold on, let me write that down. Although I identify as a straight girl, okay, keep going. Mental illness is what's going on. Mental illness. That's the problem with all of this. They want to join the club. They want to all join in. And since everybody else is posting these things about how incredible their kid is, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. It's not all of a sudden. Most of the kids have been out of school for a year. If anything, their fucking education got set back. They'd be a little dumber. But not these kids. You know, for the first time in history, kids had to stay home for like a fucking year. And it definitely affected their school, their schooling and their fucking education. Because they're fucking staring at a laptop, you know. And they were having half days, whatever the fuck was going on. Okay, so if anything, these kids should be stupid. They're a little behind right now. But not these ones. Not these amazing ones on Facebook. They are unbelievable. They are just incredible. Here's a dumb Facebook joke. April sent in. It says, how much, and then there's a pile of wood. That's a picture of a pile of wood. How much wood could another pile of wood, and then a bunch of faces of Chuck Norris. So how much wood could a wood chuck, and then another picture of Chuck Norris, and another picture of wood. And it's basically pictures of wood and Chuck Norris's head. And that's the joke. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck... We get it. You tell me someone that laughed at that, and I'll fucking punch him in the face. I'll take probation. I'll take 60 days in jail. I'll take house arrest. I will physically assault someone that thought that was funny. That's a good one. I like that one. I get it. Because it's Chuck Norris. This is what people are doing with their free time. Just know that. I'm sure there's a million other things that person and that woman that took a nap had going on that needs to get done in their lives that they keep pushing back and they have to get to when they're frustrated and they're stressed out over it. But this is what they're doing. Awful slang words is today's podcast. Just dumb words people make up, people say. They all catch on. And everybody's just jumping on the bandwagon. What's the new word? That's what I'm going to say. Joe sent this one. He took a picture of a Longhorn Steakhouse. You know how they have those pickup-only spots right in front of the store where you wait in your car and they'll come bring your food out? So there's a sign in that spot. It says, here's curbside pickup for Longhorn Steakhouse. And then it says under the sign on the bottom, for carnivores only, carnivores, for carnivores only. You get it? Because I guess the Longhorn Steakhouse, if you don't get it, serves meat. Why doesn't someone smash that sign? Why doesn't someone just run right into that sign? First of all, who gets fucking takeout at a Longhorn Steakhouse? If you're going to eat that fucking shit, you might as well go inside and sit in a stupid booth and go eat that fucking shit. It's just like Texas Roadhouse or whatever it is. You know, they're all the same. Just mediocre steaks. You can get a better steak a million other places. Just shitty kind of fucking food. Outback Steakhouse, Longhorn Steakhouse, Texas Roadhouse, all just the same exact fucking food. I bet you they share the same fucking distributor. I bet you they get the steaks exactly from where these places get them, where, you know, all the chain restaurants get them. Nobody goes to Longhorn Steakhouse for a good steak. They go there because they got a gift card, or it's on the way, or they just go, hey, let's just try this place, or it's right outside their hotel, or one of their friends suggested that place. Yeah, you want to go there? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let's give that out. They got pretty good fucking chicken wings. Okay, all right, I'll meet you there. That's the only people that go to a Longhorn Steakhouse. I got a Groupon. Do you? Good for you. That's another reason. I got a Groupon for Longhorn on Tuesday night. It's 2-for-1. Place stinks. The dumb signs. Carnivores. You get it? Yeah, I got it. And I don't like it. And nobody does. Nobody found it amusing. Nobody laughed. And nobody's coming back for more business at your shitty steakhouse because you put carnivores in your pickup fucking, pickup spot. Pickup only. A carry out. Okay, nobody, I got to go back there. That was a funny sign. I'm going to order there again tomorrow so I can get in that spot and wait for someone to bring out my food to my car so I can read that sign again. A sign like that doesn't help your business at all. It just hurts it because guys like me and other people, especially that guy that sent that in, are never going to go there again. Just gonna remember that. Nah, that fucking place. I'm not going there. Sergio writes in, hey, Jim, I don't know if you still use this. Okay, whatever. He goes, I work in an office. I'm the only guy there, and all the women walk around on Thursday saying it's Friday Junior. Makes my blood boil. Wonder if you've heard this shit before. I sure hope not, Sergio. So he's saying he works in an office with a bunch of women. He's the only guy there. And the women walk around on Thursday and say, hey, it's Friday Junior. Oof. I don't condone it. I don't want it to happen, but I understand if Sergio goes in there and fucking wipes him out, goes in there with an AR-15 and can't take it. I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but I would understand the rage, the blood boiling that's going on in fucking Sergio that these fucking women are walking. It's the Friday Junior. You get it? Because it's the day before, it's really Thursday. Because it's going to make the weekend seem closer. If we say it's Friday Junior, it's going to make it seem closer. It doesn't make the weekend come any sooner. It just makes you sound like a fucking asshole. Is that really going to make Friday come sooner if you call Thursday, Friday Junior? Right, the rest of the world's going to be freaking out. Hey, how did Friday get here so quick? Wait a minute, we had a conference call on Friday, not Thursday. I don't understand what's going on. Nah, there's these dumb broads in an office that made it happen by repeatedly saying Friday Junior.
Hashtag is Friday Junior.
Fucking yuck. All right. Well, you're Friday Junior. Is that going to make you feel better? It's still Thursday, no matter what. Okay? So whatever plans you have for Friday are not going to happen on Thursday because you call it Friday Junior. Okay, you're still going to go to bed at the same time on Thursday because you still have to get up in the morning for Friday for work. Friday night's going to be a little different. You could stay up later. You have plans. You can go out with your girlfriends or your husband or go do something. Okay, but Thursday is still Thursday. I don't give a fuck what you call Friday Junior. It's not going to make Friday get here any quicker. You're not going to act any different on Thursday because you call it Friday Junior. Nothing different is going to happen. Okay, it's Thursday, not Friday. Get it through your fat fucking head. Yeah, what are you going to do next? Start calling Mondays? It's Sunday Senior. You get it? Look, Thursday is Thursday, all right? If you want to pretend it's the weekend and get fucked up Thursday night and come into work on Friday all hungover, that's your business. But don't annoy people at your job by yapping at Thursday Junior all day. I wish this guy Sergio would just start going, hey, sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat that? And as you keep doing that every time they say it's Friday Junior, eventually it's going to piss him off so much they're going to stop saying it. Or whenever he's around, I'm not saying it because he keeps asking me what it means. I don't get it. What are you talking about? That's what he should do. Do it with a straight face. No, I was just curious. Oh, you told me that last week. I forgot. Why don't you just say it's Thursday? Why are you saying it's Friday Junior? Well, it's because it's going to make Friday, you know, seem like we're one day away. Yeah, we already know. We know the order of the days, okay? We know the order. We know it goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We know it. I guarantee you these people in the office also go, it's happy hump day on Wednesdays. It's hump day. That means we're halfway through the week. Then it's Friday Junior on Thursday. Yay. It's happy hump day, Friday Junior. And then they're like, thank God it's Friday, TJIF. Thank God it's Friday every week. But if you have an office full of assholes that keep saying, that say happy hump day, Friday Junior, and TJIF when it's Friday every week, you could probably sue the company for having to do your job in a toxic work environment. Like, I'd run right to the local news and expose that office and tell them how I felt harassed. Like, that's my sexual harassment at the workplace. I'd put up with my gay boss grab my ass every morning, then listen to Friday Junior every Thursday. I would. If I had a gay boss and he fucking pinched my ass when I'm going to get coffee in the fucking kitchen at work, I'd deal with that if I didn't have to hear happy hump day, Friday Junior, and TJIF. Even if it was just Friday Junior. Okay? I would let him do that. Yeah, TJIF, it's Fridays. Another shitty restaurant, just like Longhorn. You think at TJIF, you want to go to Fridays? The fuck does that have to do with it? It's Monday. I can't pretend it's Friday when I'm sitting in here. I got to get up at fucking 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. I got shit to do. It's really not Friday. Just when I walk in there, it doesn't... Hey, anyone ever walk into TJI Fridays and go, man, on a Monday, and go, man, if... kind of feels like the weekend. Kind of feels like a Friday, doesn't it? Yeah, let's do some shots and have some beers. I don't have to get up in the morning. I could wake up hungover. Is that supposed to be like a fun atmosphere? Because, you know, TJIFs, it's Fridays. It's always Friday here, is it? Good. Then I could fucking tomorrow, I could tell my boss, how come you didn't come into work? You didn't even call. Well, you know, I was at Fridays last night. They said it's always Fridays here. And when I woke up, it must have been Saturday. There's nothing fun. There's no fun going on at a fucking TJIF's or Friday's restaurant. Zero fun. You just sit in a fucking booth or at the bar or at some dumb table. Did you want to know? You got 17 menus. They got a fucking stack. It's like War and Peace with fucking 16 different menus. You got the, this is for the ice cream, and this is our specials, and these are the drink specials, and here's another menu, and here's another menu. They got a binder around them. That's how fucking thick they are. Can I just get a grilled chicken sandwich? I don't feel like fucking thumbing through 75 pages worth of shit. They're all stuck together. They're all sticky. All right, no matter, I don't care how many fucking things you put on the menu, your food is just going to be mediocre. It's always going to be mediocre. I don't care if you add 17 more pages to that menu. It's just going to be mediocre. It's just another mediocre meal I'm having, and I'm fine with that. Going in, I know. It's just going to be, so keep putting more pages to your fucking menu. Keep giving me, this is a specials menu. There's no specials on a Friday, all right? What? Yeah, your fucking mozzarella sticks are half off from 5 to 6? Ooh. Got to get there between 5 and 6. Nobody cares. You want to go to TJ High Friday? He's like, feels like Friday when you're in there, does it? It feels like a Monday to me. You know why? Because it is Monday. Anyway, you know, on a positive note, Raycon Wireless Earbuds is a sponsor this week. Everybody needs earbuds. Everybody needs good ones. They stick, they hold in your ear. They don't keep falling out. There's no dumb stems coming out of your ear. No wires, none of that shit. You don't look like an alien walking around. These things fit right in your ear. You got a bunch of different colors. The battery life is up to 6 hours on it before you have to charge it again. They're half the price of the other leading brands. They line up with your Bluetooth perfect. They're phenomenal. Highly recommend them. Everybody needs a pair. You need a pair. Maybe you need two. Why not get two? You got 6 hours of playtime. That's what that sells me on it right there. Then I don't have to keep charging them every 45 minutes. Right now, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you got to do. Go to buyraycon.com/awful. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. Feel free to grab a pair and a spare. Why not? Have two. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/awful. Wireless earbuds, buyraycon.com/awful. And if you want to last longer in bed with your woman, you get the Roman swipes. They come packed like a little wet nap, okay? Couple minutes before you know it's going down, go in the bathroom, or maybe she's in the bathroom. You rip that little package open, you wipe it on your penis. As soon as it dries, you're good to go. That means you're going to last longer in bed. There's no funky smell after you wipe it on there. There's no, you know, weird smell. She's going to go down on you, go, oh my God, what is that? Did you put ammonia on your dick? None of that. Odorless, which is perfect, and you're going to last longer in bed. Your wife's going to let you slide on a bunch of different things. If you can give her a good pounding, she will definitely let you slide on, you know, going out with your friends on a Friday night, you know, not doing some chores around the house, you know, hiring somebody to paint the house instead of you doing it because you don't feel like doing it. You know, yeah, go to the concert with your friends. Have fun. Go to Atlantic City. Go to the casinos. Yeah, have fun. Just, you know, just make sure you stay over. Don't drive after you guys have been drinking. Go have a fun time, whatever. That's what she's going to do for you. If you can last longer in bed and give her more pleasure, she's going to look the other way on a lot of dumb things and things you want to do without her. Okay, maybe you won't have to go pumpkin picking with her. if you can bang her out for a half hour instead of the usual 7 minutes. You know, she wanted you to go with the kids. Listen, I really want you to go pumpkin picking with us. Come on, man. Saturday morning. I want to sleep in. You know, I'm trying to get that landscaping done out front. Yeah, but I know, but let's just go as a family. Why? So we can get a picture? So you could take a picture of us in the fucking pumpkin patch? So you could post it on social media and let everybody know that we're doing stuff as a family? Look at us. Look at this happy couple. There's no guy that could be happy standing in a pumpkin patch. Unless he's there maybe with his kid and his kids. I'm sorry. No guy will ever be, unless he's getting a blowjob at the same time. Like if some girl goes, hey, I'm going to take you to a pumpkin patch, but I'm going to give you, I don't pick pumpkins. I'm a grown man. No, but I'm going to give you a blowjob in the patch. Okay, let's go. Let's leave early and beat the traffic. Okay, so just that pumpkin patch thing on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. because she wants to get there early because it gets crowded because a lot of people want to go pick pumpkins. And you're dreading it all week. Look, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. Is there any way you guys should just go do it? Bond, go do it. That's a girl thing to do. You pound it for 30 minutes instead of 7 minutes. She go, honey, if you really don't want to go to pumpkin patch, that's fine. Go do the landscape. It will be all right. You know, we're actually going to meet some other mom and her daughter there. So, you know, you'll be the only guy there anyway. So don't worry about it. Just sleep in, do what you want. That's what's going to happen if you get these Roman swipes. They're effective, easy to use, fast acting, and don't require a prescription, which is beautiful. They get sent to you in unmarked packaging. Each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for wherever you need it. Go to GetRoman.com/awful. You can get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/awful. If that's not a good sales pitch, I don't know what is. Okay? If you could avoid a pumpkin patch with your fucking girlfriend or your wife and your kid by using this, buy them by the dozen. All right, back to these dumb slang words.
It's Friday, Junior. Yuck.
Some guy wrote a book that explains where these slang words came from. Like a bunch of slang words during history, where they came from. Like, do you know that one?
Frenemies. Yeesh.
You know, like, because you used to be friends, but now you're kind of like fighting. So
we're frenemies. Oof.
So this guy wrote a whole book about where these dumb slang, where they originated from. Who gives a fuck? Booty call. Who cares where it came from? Gun ho. Big bang. A whole bunch of men here. The guy wrote a whole book. Who the fuck would buy this book? Yeah, I really want to know where the booty call first came from. Who cares, seriously, where these phrases came from? Why would anyone be remotely interested in this book? You imagine telling somebody, hey, you know, you recommend any good books? You've read any good books lately? You know, there's a book out there that tells you where the word booty call and frenemies came from. Are you serious? Get the fuck out. Really? Where'd you get? You get that on Amazon? Yeah. Holy shit. You can borrow mine if you want. No, you know what? I'll get my own copy. That's fine. I got Amazon Prime. I'll be here in fucking 2 days. That sounds like a good book. So I guess that word frenemies was created by a newspaper columnist in 1953. You know, even though I despise that word, I feel a little bit better knowing that the guy who created it is dead. I really do. Now, also where the word nerd came from. It says Dr. Seuss came up with the word nerd. That's a little ironic because anybody who made a living writing children's books is definitely a fucking nerd. And a guy named Fred Hoyle made up the phrase the Big Bang Theory back in 1949. Yeah, then who can we blame for that fucking shitty sitcom, the Big Bang Theory? Who can we blame for that? No way anybody bought that book. Christy sent this one in. She goes, Jim, this made me think of you. So this woman posted on Instagram, this woman, Megan, who could be my hero. She wrote phrases to retire forever. And there's 10 of them. I did a thing, adulting, I'm not crying, you're crying. I'm just going to leave this here. This. So that happened. My person, fur baby, all of the feels, and the struggle is real. This woman is marriage material. If this fucking annoys this woman that much that these things should be gone... I did a thing. You know how people start that off? I did a thing, did you? What'd you do? You making up another lie? You did? Yeah, you did a thing. You lied once again. I did a thing. So I made this thing in my garage. I had some free time because I was laid off from my job. And I built this coffee table. I'm really proud of myself. Are you? You put four legs on top of a fucking piece of wood? Let me give you a pat on the back. I did a thing. Adulting, because I don't want to be a grown-up. I don't like to pay bills and mow the lawn and do my taxes. I want to be a child forever. A fur baby, that's my animals. They're my fur babies. They didn't come out of my vagina, but they're my babies. All of the feels, oof. And the struggle is real, is it? What struggle? What struggle are you having? I don't know who Megan is, but if she ran for office, I'd fucking vote for her. I'd campaign for her. I work for free. I'd do whatever I have to do to get this fucking woman in office. I'm trying to decide which of these phrases I hate the most, but it's like trying to pick my favorite Black Sabbath song. Like, I can't decide on one, because if I decide on one the next day, it's going to be a different one. It's going to be a different one. I could give you a top five, but I just can't give you the best one. And my fur baby. Look, no woman has ever had stitches in her pussy after adopting a yellow lab, okay? That's an insult to women that had to fucking push a baby out of their vaginas. Okay, you went to a mall and it was a little fucking sad dog in a window. And you go, I feel, oh my God, look how sad that dog is. Let me adopt them. That's what you did. You went to the mall to get a pair of jeans and you came home with a fucking puppy. Okay, it's not all of a sudden your fur baby. You walk by that window, you fell for the fucking sad dog in the window, and you took it home. I did a thing. Ooh, that one is brutal beyond belief. I did a thing. Did you? What, you jump out of a plane? You went bungee jumping for the first time? You climbed a mountain? You ran a marathon? Yeah, so do a lot of people. You're not special or unique at all, just an asshole. Like, think about their post, I did a thing, and right, and it's like a video of them skydiving. What would you like anyone that watches it to do? Like when I post a tour date, I'm posting it hoping someone that lives in that area comes to my show. That's it. I don't post it so people comment, wow, you do stand-up comedy? That's got to be one of the hardest jobs in the world. No, just come to a show if you can make it. This asshole with the skydiving video wants the comments to be awesome. I did it once. How scared were you? Love this. Who gives a fuck? You jumped out of a plane along with 30 other million people that have done it. You ran a marathon along with the other 300 million people worldwide that have done it. You climbed to the top of a mountain so you could post that picture on social media along with a quarter of the world that has done the same thing. What do you want us to do? I did a thing. If it wasn't anal for the first time, then I'm not interested.